You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's opening act after show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's opening act after show.
Hello, 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 and welcome back. Yeah. Bing is for doing, and you guys are joining us for the E! Opening Act After Show. I'm your host, Jason J. Carter. You can follow me on Twitter at JJC Forever. Hi, friends.
What's going on?
Hey.
Holla.
Hey, hey.
Hey, boo, hey.
Hey, boo.
And you are?
I'm Jennifer Golden, and you can find me at Jen the Jew.
I am Mark E. Allen. You can find me on Twitter, Mark E. Allen.
And I'm Gabrielle Loren, and you can find me at Gabrielle underscore Loren.
Hey, friends. How was everybody this week?
Doing great.
I'm just glad we went to Detroit, man. I had to wear my Detroit hat. Detroit, yeah. Because in opening act tonight, we're representing Detroit.
Detroit, yes.
You're very festive.
I didn't know you were from Detroit. You know, cool stuff. I've never been there before. You know Eminem. 8 Mile, you guys are like...
You guys are homies.
Really good friends.
That's my homie.
You would battle.
I would lose. Yeah.
You're not secretly a rapper?
Nope. I try to do something.
So tonight's show... Opening act, episode 2, it was Gym Class Heroes and an amazing new band called 24/7. Correct. And let's get into it. I thought the show was great. The band was stellar. A bunch of good-looking dudes that can actually sing. Because, you know, there's nothing worse than seeing a boy band with dudes who cannot sing. They're super cute, but they cannot sing. These guys were definitely on the money.
Yeah, I like the fact that they were all such a good group together as well. Yeah.
Very cohesive.
All best friends. Yeah, yeah, it was awesome.
And not only
they even
that,
worked out together.
But they were also... perfect for the camera. I felt watching them that they were just perfectly casted for this show.
Right.
In other words, yeah.
Well, what was nice about them is that they came from Michigan, you know, like random place, of course, plucked from obscurity. Hashtag plucked from obscurity. But, even though this is the second show, what I really enjoyed watching in tonight's episode was listening to them talk about each other and really how, like you said, they're a cohesive band. You could tell they spent a lot of 24/7 together. And they're really serious. The intensity about them coming from a small town and saying, look, this is our one shot to make it. It was real. I felt like, you know what, I've had that feeling before, and I was glad that it actually popped through television, because that's a pretty big deal. And they were successful in conveying that emotion. So I got to give them kudos.
Yeah.
Kudos for that. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah. Like I said, connoisseur of reality TV, that was grade A reality TV right there for me.
And Two thumbs up from Jason.
I liked how they were their band together, and I think they have their heads on straight, because there's a lot of bands out there, like one's on drugs, one's doing this,
right,
and they break up.
Right.
I feel like this band has a lot of potential, and I hope someone signs them after the show, just because I want to see them, and I like them. They have a great look.
Yeah, they're all on the same page, so that definitely helps. And coming from the very beginning and the problems and struggles with either the family or the voice we'll talk about later, and just seeing it all come together at the end, they just have to feel amazing.
What was cool too is that the guy could actually sing.
Rajiv.
Say the name, Mark.
Rajiv, who we will speak to in a little bit. He'll be calling in. Rajiv.
Because I don't want him to call him. Like, dude, like, you messed up my name.
Rajiv is hot, right?
That's what we said first when it started. We're like, hold on.
Yeah, hold the phone. Right,
front man is not too bad on the eyes, and now you can proceed. And
but he was, you know what I liked about him, though? He was real and vulnerable.
He wasn't trying too hard
to be like, I'm a sexy lead singer with tattoos and big old. He was just like, I love to sing. This is, you know, like, I put my heart into it. This is a huge deal for me. This is very important. I don't want to let my boys down. And I think, you know, I've seen a lot of bands where the lead singer, you know, is essentially the star of the band. Like Maroon 5 Adam Levine, Gwen Love Stefani. Him. And even though, I mean, they're brutally talented, of course, but this guy was like, no, man, it's we're all family. It's about right. it's yeah. about me and going and my, back to my like boys.
Being not being cocky and stuff like that, how honest he was right. with, you know, the problems that they were having. He was ready to take them head on and overcome them. So I think that tells a lot about
well,
them.
Mark, since you know him personally, how old is he? Do you know how
I think
old he is?
I think he's early 20s. Oh, I've never met him in person.
So, no, because he's really degrees of 24/7. He's really mature, obviously, for young 20.
Yeah, I think he's 16. No.
Oh, my God.
He's my age.
Yeah, they definitely put forth a really positive image of the band, and that they would, like you said, they had their head on straight. And again, their sound, let's talk about their sound. They were good. You know, there's nothing worse than seeing a screamo band. I'm not saying they're screamo, but dudes
like
normally
heavy metal
that are just like, what the hell are they saying? And why are they so angry? And what's going on? And there's no soul, there's no connection. These guys actually were able to connect with their music, and it was great. They had great voices. And it was just like, again, you see bands with a hot lead singer and his voice is thin, you know, not very impressive. They were impressive.
Can we talk for a second about when they sang the Jason Mraz song,
I Won't Give Up?
Hold the phone. Because I had chills from head to toe. I died because I'm super psyched for that episode because when Jason Mraz is on, I will actually physically die in the studio.
Out of body experience?
No big deal. I'm just going to pass out and die right here. You'll pick me up later. I'll be great. But I had chills from head to toe. They sounded, like they said, with the experts table, like pitch perfect. Like, they were just awesome.
And that's why I was kind of like blown away when they, seeing all their videos and kind of doing some research and seeing how great their stuff was. And then to see once his live performance came out, he was having a little issues with the big notes. And it was like, wow, you know, he was hitting them before. And just it shows you how much those nerves can get to you and being inside your head. And that's just definitely something I can relate to as being a performer and stuff like that. So,
do you think any of that had to do, though, with like how they had Ariel not be able to hit big notes too in the episode before, like anything just to cause a little bit of friction? Like,
I
now we gotta bring
it up,
in
but it's there.
Now we gotta bring in Nick Cooper, who's going to save the
who's
day.
He's my favorite. He's my favorite
too.
But, you know,
God, Nick Cooper could host the show.
Please, let's have him host the show.
Because what is that girl doing, by the way?
Nothing.
This whole
just be taking up space on camera. But
she's great at what she does, but I don't really see what she's doing.
Exactly. What's the point? Be dynamic. If you're going to be on a reality show, be dynamic. Okay. Nick Cooper is like the Lorianne Gibson of this show.
You're right.
Okay,
he's
right?
Like a teddy bear. I want to give him a freaking hug, and especially because he's the motivator of the group and like makes you sound amazing. Like, he does everything right. He can do no wrong. Because
he's legit. That's why.
Say it, Gabby. But let's go back real quick to Rajiv's voice and spin it back.
Rewind.
Back to his nerves and his voice. Great singer, but he was having some issues hitting those high notes. And the question you posed to us was, do you think that the show was trying to build on the whole Ariel thing? Well, I don't even think they probably saw Ariel previously, so they probably had no idea what went on previously before that. But I do think that's probably a big deal for a lot of artists in general, because the finished product we see and hear on an album or sometimes at a concert either could be a track or it's many, many takes, you know? And then let's say I'm not used to hitting all those high notes all the time. I sing at this kind of register to be told, okay, well, now you got to hit the C above D or, you know, whatever. It's probably, you know, a big to do.
Right.
And I think he handled it great. I know, personally, not being a singer, I mean, I do sing in the shower, but not being a singer, I think he handled it well.
And not only that, but we don't know if he had professional training. And
yes.
And so that obviously plays a factor in, because you don't know how to work with other instruments and with vocal coaching.
Totally. Right.
And in addition to that, I mean, it's just hard, especially with the whole parent situation. I mean, I know my mom always, like, I probably can't sing, but she used to always tell me when I was younger that you can't sing, like, even when I would joke around. And then, like, every time I go somewhere, people always assume I could sing because my voice is raspy, and they're like, oh, you're like a Mariah Carey.
Tony Braxton.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, like, you're a Tony Braxton.
Sing for us.
Yeah, go ahead, Gabby. We'll let you know.
Actually, I'm really sick right now, so I'm not going to do that.
Go, Gabby.
But I'll send you my CD, my demo. but you know what I mean? So, like, people would always stop me and assume I could sing because of my voice. And I just think that, like, it gets in your head that you can't sing just because one person tells you no. And we were saying in the studio, don't you love proving people wrong? Yes, we do.
Totally.
So he did that opening night.
Mark, you being in a band and you know, being in the industry as a musician, et cetera, do a lot of bands, lead singers, take vocal lessons, or just
definitely
strictly?
And, like, I think with him, and I don't know for sure, as she was saying, but, like, being a technically good singer or kind of having that like singer-songwriter thing, he's kind of in between that, because like they were saying, they wanted to do that somewhat pop thing and then also have the other side where it's the kind of dark and meaningful thing. So it's kind of two different groups colliding. And but for me, you kind of like you sing how you sing, and then if you take voice lessons in the future, you kind of have to break those old habits, because it's crazy how much breath control and how you where you place the notes and that kind of thing to actually help you and sound better. Because you can kind of, like you were saying, if you're right in this zone the whole time and you have to go big and you're not used to hitting that, and you're only going to go there once in the whole show, it's like those warm-ups.
Right.
By the way, though, when we saw the end with the, you know, we'll get to the show, but the Gym Class Heroes performance, they didn't sound perfect like they do in the studio, like their tracks sound. And it happens. It just, you're not going to sound perfect every time, and there are some people in bands that sound exactly the same, and that just blows my mind. That's like
Rascal Flatts.
Have you seen their song with Bieber, by the way? I was at Universal City Walk today, and I saw it on the big screen. I was like, hold on, something about this is just not right. This is not right at all. Anyway, I digress.
I'm sorry, Jen. In regards to this show tonight, though, and the whole format and the formula of opening act, we'll get back to the band in a second, but I don't know. I think the whole, you know, Nick Cooper, I want to call him Nick Holiday. Who the hell is Nick Holiday? Nick Cooper comes in, of course, gives the pep talk and has to be like, you know, that brother man that's like, yo, do you believe in yourself? It's just, I felt, honestly, that could have been done without. I would have rather have seen Rajiv break down and lose it, like just bawling tears. First of all, for a guy to do that on TV is like awesome. But, you know, and that would have made it more accessible to me, because I'm a dancer and I know what it's like to have to prepare and go out there and kill a choreography and kill a performance. And there's times where you're just like, how am I gonna do this? I mean, where you're just not on point, pressure, you have choreographers, agents, everything, and you're just like, what? And you have to have that moment where you just either cry, scream, some people take nervous craps. I mean, I don't, you know, seriously. And I didn't see that tonight. And I was hoping for that.
I think a lot of it was that he's on camera. Like, he was being very honest, and he is on camera, and he knows he's going to be seen by everybody once this airs. So that's kind of has to be in your head a little bit. But when he was kind of, when they were going to figure out they were going to do I Kissed a Girl, and he was kind of trying to figure out which key he wanted to do it in, because you don't want to do it exactly how she does it, obviously, way different voice, but you want to find your own zone. So he was trying to figure that out, and he's got like 2 days left, so it's like, I can see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
But I kind of saw that when he was just kind of struggling, like, what am I going
to
do?
But at the same time, that's why I also thought he was like, I mean, everyone reacts differently to situations, but I also analyzed the mature aspect of him, because he was really calm and collected throughout the whole process, although he was vulnerable and told us how he felt, but he wasn't like an emotional wreck, which I liked, because that means he could maybe be like tough in this industry.
Right. So he can last. He's got, he can develop that skin.
He was definitely positive. Actually, all of the guys were positive the whole way through, and as nervous as I'm sure they were. They were super, like, there was a lot of camaraderie. They were cheering each other on, you know. Right. They stuck together. Everything was a group thing. It didn't matter that one person was the front man, one person was the guy in the back.
That's got to be such an awesome experience to go through with, like, all your buddies.
Your best friends.
You know, Arielle last week had to go it alone, and her sister was in L.A. or whatever, but...
magically.
Good old
but
just
magically
like,
in L.A.
Magically
it's like
LA.
That vacation with your buddies and everything, so that's just...
Can we talk about that vacation part, that random surfing thing?
Really.
Because I had a really hard time with that random scene. When they had only 5 days. Like, they had 2 days.
2 days.
But, like,
it was 2 days.
But they make a point of saying you
and day
like,
one was surfing, sorry.
Right. Exactly.
They were decompressing.
Like, what is that?
Yeah,
and the random
that.
Miss Malibu, whatever she was.
Who happened to be the lifeguard sister that was on
the surf instructor's sister.
Really?
But where was the surf instructor? I just want to know.
He was there. No, he was there at the very beginning. And
I don't even remember him.
I might have looked down and then he was gone.
It would have been more like. Swallowable, if that's a word, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. If she didn't have the sash on and she was like Miss Suntan Tropic Malibu Beach,
God,
you know?
That's so her name at the bottom would have been just
like,
fine.
I'm Jessica and I'm the Manhattan Beach Queen of the Summer. No one cares, girl.
She was like Baywatch.
Yeah, seriously. It was like random. And then,
Mark cared the whole time.
She was cute. Cool. But I mean, then the winner they got for surfing, which at home, if you've ever surfed before, it is not an easy task. fast, but I will say my abs are on point after I surf. They got a
terrible surfer.
They got me too. I'm black. Once. Black people don't surf. Just kidding. Not racial. But no, she just gives him a kiss on the cheek. It was just so like filler.
It was very like teeny bopper. Like I don't know what it was. Like little boy band gets a kiss on the cheek. Like as though they were literally PG. How old are these guys? Like, and I'm sure a kiss on the cheek.
But her brother was there.
Great.
Right. Best quote of that whole scene was, though, that things were expanding in my speedo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he said that was dirty. Something was swelling in his wetsuit.
Swelling.
God.
Said speedo.
Swelling. Right. But they were surfing because they take the edge off, the pressure off of Nick Holiday.
And it worked.
Yeah, it did.
Clearly it did. It must have. That is
you mean Nick Cooper, right? Yeah. Not Holiday. Yeah. Sorry, I just have to point that out.
Like, I will correct you right now.
Mark, you had said that what was really cool was them sharing in the experience. And what I also thought was awesome about tonight's show was just that even though there was a band, they picked a centerpiece of the band to be the gist of the story. And they didn't show the band in the negative light, meaning they could have easily had, like you said, Gabby, one druggie, one baby daddy, one crackhead, and then the lead singer who's holding it together. But they were all very... No, seriously, they have to have those dynamics.
Yeah, right. They do.
But they were all holding it together, and it was just they did a very good, had a really nice mix and balance of showcasing the lead singer, because after all, in the band, the lead singer does take majority of the responsibility. Right. You know,
he's like the captain,
show. Right? And then the rest of the band being supportive, and they were interesting. You know, there's nothing worse than having again, no doubt, Gwen. But the rest of the band, you're like, well, what do they talk? what is his name again? He spoke back in 95, I think.
His hair is a different color this time.
Right.
I remember in that video, he was by a peach.
Right. So, I mean, I think Nigel and them did an amazing job of picking this band this week. Definitely
I agree.
A+.
Yeah.
A+ plus all
I
the way.
Them,
yeah. Speaking of No Doubt, I think they have a new single.
They do.
Yeah.
I just heard it today.
They do.
And you can actually buy music on Amazon.
Can you?
Yeah. You can buy CDs.
But first, before you go to Amazon, go to AfterBuzzTV.com and click the banner. That way we get a kickback.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't cost anything to anybody that clicks on the banner. You just click it.
That way we
direct
can keep on doing what we're doing.
Right.
Keep the lights on.
And you get a discount.
We look so much better in the light, by the way, than not in the light.
Dude, the lighting in here is epic. You said, No Doubt released a single. Pet peeve I cannot stand is when a band like No Doubt brings back a single, and that's it. You don't get an album or nothing. They did that a couple years ago.
Oh, just some extra cash or something.
Like, here you go.
Yeah. Remember us? We're still here.
Aaliyah just put out a single every year for 5 years, no album. Like, here you go. It's just a little taste.
Did you just say Aaliyah?
Well, she did that. I mean, rest in peace.
Yeah,
I know she died, but that means she didn't put out a single in 5 years.
She's like Tupac. She keeps coming back.
She's on that island with Tupac.
Yeah, it's going to be a hologram tour. That's what it's going to be. Anyways,
you guys. So one thing that was bothering me, and not bothering me, but really got under my skin, was Rajiv's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The family. Let's gab about the family real quick. Okay?
That's a little stereotypical, I'm going to say, because he is their heritage and ethnicity and whatever else. It just seemed a little like, oh, well, I wanted my son to be a doctor.
Or a lawyer. He wanted to be a lawyer. But I love it.
And everybody else, all their parents were very supportive.
Yeah.
Right.
And it sucks that the main guy, the captain, is having that. I mean, us all being in the entertainment business, you hear that all the time where, you know, people that don't have supportive parents.
So. We actually talked about that last week when we were talking about news and gossip, and like we said, this one was so cookie cutter and everyone was so supportive with Ariel, but then we're like, okay, we know something's gonna happen, there's gonna be a family that's off. Yeah. You know, and it happens that way. When we moved to LA, I'm sure not everybody's families are like, go struggle.
Go be hungry.
I'm sure most aren't, yeah.
Right.
Go have emotional breakdowns every 6 months.
Right. Go for that one in a million chance and come back happy. You know? So it's interesting though, how many of the families in this band were supportive, and then Rajiv's dad not so supportive.
Well, I love how they were all kicking it together, one on the couch with that old 70s, you know, like fabric. It was very that 70s show. But it was just like, come on, okay, really? Because I can relate to that because I have a similar situation in my family where, you know, everyone's gone to college, PhDs and stuff, and then there I am trying to do...
Hosting a nerd
group. Right, to go, well, you know, hey, it pays the bills. trying to go the road least traveled. And and you said, right, I know I have a lot of friends that are not American. I don't know what to say. I wouldn't say Asian or Indian, but, you know, they come from a very strict household where education and doing the right things that society tells you to do are what you're supposed to do. Right. And so when Rajiv's dad was just like, well, I don't know if he's going to, you know, I want him to be a lawyer. It was just like, oh, really? But for the sake of the show, it was what was finally
yeah.
some real drama that we could relate to. Like, okay, cool. I get that 100%. Mm-hmm. I get right. that. So it was good.
And that's relatable for sure. For because sure. there are people out there that their totally. Families do not support what
at
they
all.
Do.
At all. So that was definitely cool. And I mean, if to see his son was so talented.
Mm-hmm.
That was like,
and you passionate.
Know, and thank you, Jen. Passion is what's missing from people sometimes. You can be the most talented person ever and have, I don't know, just be a mutant, have these powers. But without passion, what is that? It's like right. potential. And his son was actually legitimately like, Dad, like, I'm good at this. Like, support this. Right. You know, it hit so close to home for me. I wasn't on the verge of tears, but I was just like, you know, like.
you yeah, know? But it definitely set it up for the end of the episode when, you know, you can finally come through and show him that this is what I'm meant to do.
Yeah.
However, we do know that the next day the dad's going to forget that even happened.
Yeah. Right, he's like,
you know what I mean? Totally. He's going to be like, yo, son, go to school.
We'll have to ask Rajiv. Yeah,
we'll ask him when he comes in. Finally, we get closure. We can actually ask what happens after
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, that's know, a good right? point.
Yes, I was still waiting, by the way, for a clip of Ariel. Like, what are you doing, Ariel, now? Where are you?
Well, that's yeah, what they're talking that's... about online, actually. It's funny that you guys bring that up because people online were saying, well, what's the... Like we said last week, the payoff of the show. Mm-hmm. Granted, they get to perform with amazing artists, but it's like, okay, Ariel, did she get a record deal? Did she go back to obscurity? You know, did her?
I love obscurity. I want to go to obscurity because I think that it's a cool place.
That's where we're at right now.
A vacation right. to obscurity. Yeah, guys,
who do you even know where we are? Viewers? Like, do you?
No, but I honestly feel like with Ariel, we don't even know her last name. We can't find her.
It's
we can't
Jenkins.
Look her up after. Like, I wanted at least be able to, like, go on her YouTube after the show.
Yeah, I'm sure
and
you
see
can.
What she... No, because I looked Ariel opening act and I could not find shit
nothing,
except for random
neither.
People's
right.
posts.
Well, you can find a lot of stuff on there on them, and we'll have to ask him when he calls in.
Yeah,
but
well,
I think B-Sets is not a competition. Yeah, it's not a competition. So that, I mean, this is... It's almost just like, here's
right.
your TV show.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they're
saying. Yeah, but we want to, like, keep up with them after. You know, a lot of shows have blogs where the characters and the talent actually blog
sure.
about it afterwards.
I mean, do they have Twitter? I'm sure we can friend them up a storm.
Right.
Opening Act follows me on
any
Twitter,
of
so.
That. I mean, Opening Act's on that stuff, probably. But, I mean, they don't promote her last name. I mean, it's just Ariel. For 24/7,
right.
we can look up 24/7.
Unless she's trying to do, like, the Adele thing.
Right. Ariel.
Yeah, but still,
I mean,
like,
she was.
But the point you're making, though, is that
she's unsearchable.
Exactly. She's a character. On the show that we've grown to love and like and find interest in, and then
right.
we can't find again. She's back.
And that's weird, freaking social media. I don't understand yeah, why they're not up on that. Like, I don't get it.
This is a challenge. Now you've posed. I will find her.
Go, Jen.
All right,
go,
do it.
Go,
for
Jen.
Next
go.
She will be
episode.
Here tomorrow.
Not
yeah, next
even
week,
next.
She will be
I will give
yours,
it now.
You saw it here first. AfterBuzz exclusive. Jen's gonna go find out what happened to Ariel.
And no posers.
AfterBuzz
Jen.
TV exclusive.
Where in the world is Ariel with no last name?
Yeah.
Hey. Anyways, but yeah. His dad was just that was what was needed this tonight, and I hope this is a clear indication of more drama to come in the following episodes, because again, Ariel's last episode was kind of lukewarm, wasn't very, you know, it was very surface, but today I
right.
think was a tad bit deeper and a tad bit more personal and emotional in regards to the content we saw on tonight's show.
Mm-hmm. for sure.
So what
did
sure.
you think about that pep talk from Gym Class Heroes? Was that a pep talk or more like scare the
I think
scare
it
you
was,
even
it,
more
I think it was like a guy pep talk.
Was
yeah
that right?
Like scare you, but like we want you to do well, but like ha 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 scared. You scared still,
yeah.
And we've been around longer
get
than
used
you.
To it. Yeah,
you
get
guys
used
thought
to
it was that bad?
No, I thought it was awesome.
Oh.
I was
no.
like,
no.
I totally wanted to be like, yeah,
because I wouldn't be scared. I feel like that was inspirational.
Yeah, they did it well.
Oh yeah, no, I thought it was awesome.
I wanted to tell Travis McCoy, before you ever get on television, let them work you out some way, shape, or form, hair, makeup.
Thing.
Face. You could
He's
have
scruffy.
A thing and still, you know, be presentable. It doesn't have to be like, my eyes. One thing I thought was really cool about 24/7 is they all play instruments and they all have an attractive look. You know, it wasn't sometimes in a band,
yes.
the lead singer is the only attractive one and everyone else is just like whatever. Like,
they were,
you know,
cute.
They were definitely, mm-hmm. they reminded me
Little
of like, a more masculine, what's the name of that group? The
Backstreet
Wanted?
Boys?
The
no.
Wanted or One
Direction? One
Direction,
The Wanted, all of them.
All of them. They're all from the same road in London, right?
Yes.
They reminded me, so it was. They had a really good look. I was really excited about that. And they all, again, were equally talented. It wasn't like just
yeah.
one person was
yeah, and
for.
They had
right.
more than one singer. I think it was two, maybe
yeah.
three guys sang, so that definitely helps.
And they write their own music. Yeah. They write their own songs. That's pretty cool.
And they are all over Twitter, first of all.
Are they?
Confirmed. We know 24/7 is all over Twitter.
Oh, well, sure.
When all the judges, the guest panel, unanimously were like, yes, these guys are on point.
Right.
So that just goes to show the kind of caliber that we're seeing with 24/7. And they're Mark, what do you know about their name?
Because it's I have no idea. Yeah.
Mark, are you the authority?
We're going to need to know tonight. We need answers.
Yeah, we'll ask him. But 24/7, not 20, not the number.
But 24/7.
Maybe they're 20.
With no spaces and each
capitalized.
Everything is capitalized.
We'll ask Rajiv when he calls in and see, like, dude, what's in a name?
Speaking of him calling in, I believe he's on the line.
Oh,
hey,
nice.
Rajiv, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey,
hey, boo.
I'm here with Matt and Blake from the band too.
What's up, guys?
That's awesome.
They have great
what's
names.
Up, guys? Matt. What happened to Corey?
Blake, Corey.
Where's Corey?
Corey was tired, so he went home.
Oh, what a loser! Crazy.
Are you guys at the? You guys are not at the gym, are you?
Oh, they're trying to Planet Fitness. So hey, Rajiv, are you there?
Yes, here.
Brother, what was the experience like for you? Because watching the show tonight, I mean, man, they really gave it to you all show long. You were through testimonials, just with everything that was shown on the show. It seems like you were really going through it. Give us a firsthand account of some of the emotions you were feeling.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. You know, we started it off. I was a little nervous, you know, but I really didn't really understand what I was getting myself into. But when we got out to L.A. and I saw Nigel and Nick and Antonita and stuff, like, it was just, you know, it was scary. And I choked up and got nervous. And we had, you know, like, that was probably the worst performance I think I've ever had. I was not satisfied with the way that it went, as you probably saw. You know, it got better, and I started getting more confident. A lot of cool stuff happened on the show. You know, I got to work with Nick Cooper, and he works wonders, and he helped, like, you know, my confidence go through the roof, and it really, really showed, I believe, in our last performance. You know, I was less, you know, worried about the way that I sang, and it was more like mental, like, you know, it was really a mental issue as far as like where I was putting myself with my vocals, you know, and that was the scariest part. I couldn't get my head right for the show, and I kept freaking out. And that was, you know, like the nerves were getting my breathing to go wrong. And when my breathing went wrong, it was my pitch. And, you know, when the pitch went wrong, you know, I visibly got nervous. And it was really, you know, it was just a big circle that, you know, went on. And I was trying to come up with ways to cope, but it wasn't really cutting it at first. But, you know, after a lot of sessions, you know, it really paid off. And I think we pulled it off in the end, you know.
Did you grow up singing? I know that you guys said that you got together your senior year in high school. So did you grow up as a singer, or did you kind of, it came about once you got into high school?
No, I never grew up as a singer, actually. Like, as I said on the show, like, me and Matt have been playing in bands for a long time. Like, we've been best friends since, like, third grade. And, you know, we've always been playing music together. But I was always a guitar player. I was never a singer, ever. I always maybe did backup vocals or, like, anything like that. I was never a singer, you know? So I kind of, like, we ran out of people that could kind of sing, and I was just like, you know what, dude? Instead of having another bad singer and take up space in the band, why don't I just try? And then, you know, eventually I stuck with it, you know?
So now, why did you think you couldn't sing in the first place? Just because you had never done it before?
Yeah, I think that's probably it. You know, I never really just, like, I never really thought of myself as a singer. It was more just like, I'm a musician, yeah, you know, my thing is the guitar. I just play guitar. I can carry a tune. I'm not tone deaf. But, you know, I never really considered singing, like, my thing until, like, you know, high school. I kind of, like, tried to embrace it a little bit more. But I always had been, like, self-conscious about my voice. And, you know, it was really tough for me to own it. You know, I've been through a lot of things with that. You know, like, there are a lot of times where me and Matt were in some bad bands and people told us we weren't talented and that we never cut it and that, you know, it got rough sometimes, but, you know, that kind of got me down. And, you know, one day it was just like, you know, Matt was like, Rajiv, why don't you sing? You know, like, we might as well just have you do it. And I'll do backup vocals. And I was like, all right, that sounds good, you know? And then eventually, you know, I kind of just did it.
Magic.
Decided to do it.
How do you feel about your voice now that you've seen yourself on TV?
You know, it's very weird seeing yourself on TV. You know, at first I was cringing, and I was like, oh, my God, this is the worst. But, I mean, I watched myself grow, and that was really dope. You know, like, I think that a lot of our YouTube videos, they do a lot of justice on my voice. But I mean, with our YouTube videos, I get as many takes as I want. Like, we can refilm the video over and over and over again until I'm comfortable, you know? But this show showed me that it's like, all right, one take, like, it matters. You got one chance, you got to pull it off. And, you know, I never really took it seriously because, like I said, we got so many chances to do it over and over again. But, you know, this show really proved to me that, you know, I needed to kind of take it seriously and take it there. And by the end, I was really, really satisfied with the way that I was sounding. You know, my pitch was better. I was more confident on stage. You know, it's really cool to kind of see that growth. And I know the guys felt the same way. They thought I was sick.
It definitely came across it definitely came across on camera, your growth. And one thing we were talking about just a minute ago was the not, I wouldn't say an issue that your dad had with you being a singer, but in the show we got the impression that your dad really wasn't supportive or wanted more for you than just being a singer in a band. So now the show has aired, or since after this whole experience, what's your relationship with your father been in regards to the band thus far? I mean, you obviously went out there and kicked ass and made it happen, and from the show he was very proud of you. Is that feeling still going on between you and your father? Is he still in your corner as far as being a lead singer of a band?
Oh, yeah. Ever since the show, you know, like, not just my dad, but everyone's parents have been, you know, 10 times more supportive. I think that a lot of it had to do with, like, we were never shown any, like, you know, sign of legitimacy. We never really gave them reason to believe that it was worth believing in, I guess. And then after they saw us do something like that crazy and play in front of 12,000 screaming fans, you know, they really thought it was worth doing. And my dad's been super supportive ever since. And in the end, you know, like, I don't know if they showed it, but he was crying in the end. And, like,
right, yeah, we saw that.
He was super emotional, and he was really proud to see me succeed. I think he always just wanted to see me, like, wholeheartedly commit to something without caring what anybody said. And now that I finally did that, he really, really respects and embraces what I do.
And so now we've all had this question. When you first found out your band was going to be on this show, how did you find out? And how did it all go down?
Tell us the secrets.
Yeah, we want to know, because we don't believe that you're just randomly in the gym on a treadmill and they
together.
Just pop in. Yeah, together.
Or that your family happens to all be sitting on one couch
in Michigan
on the same day waiting for you
well,
to enter.
Actually, they found us on YouTube. We've been doing a couple covers before the show even came about, and they actually found our first cover, and they messaged us on YouTube, and they said that we may be part of a show that, like, you know, kind of like showed the life of artists and stuff like that. And it was pretty, like, similar to what actually happened. You know, like, we were all at the gym. Like, we weren't really expecting it, you know. Like,
but how did they know you were going to be at the gym is my question. All together at the same time
on the treadmill.
Oh, no, we had no idea that they were going to be there. We just kind of went for our workout. Like, we all do work out together.
I love it.
And, see, that was the craziest part. Like, it was a surprise.
It was, like, real. Like, the whole part was, like, real.
I need to know.
Show it, but at first, like, Olivia, when the host came out, it was really just us. Like, we saw the tape. Like, they just showed the tape on all the screens, and it was, like, we thought it was just, like, you know, gym class introducing their new video. You know how, like, sometimes gyms will play, you know, like, artists, like, premiering videos and stuff. So we're like, oh, okay, maybe this is just Gym Class Heroes promoting a new video. But then I thought I heard our name, and we were just like, are you kidding me? Like, this is ridiculous. Because they went the day before, and it's on the bonus features. They, like, rigged the entire place up with cameras, and we just went to work out. You know, like, they you know, like, we've been in contact with somebody. We didn't really know about what. It wasn't necessarily a show. It was just people who showed us interest. And they were asking us a lot of questions, like, when do you work out? Like,
okay, cool.
So, like, they asked you, they got into detail with you prior so that they knew what your schedule was going to be like so they could surprise you for the show.
Yeah, right. They acted like it was,
gotcha.
Because they wanted to do a lot better of, like, calls.
Yeah, because I was like, hold on.
I just need to know.
They did our whole schedules and everything, and we had to list, like, by the hour what we would do on a regular day.
Wow.
And, like, we had no idea what that was about. We were just like, okay, well, they're really busy. They want to know when they can call.
Good thing it wasn't a serial killer just, like, messing with you guys.
Yeah, like, how did you know to trust this person?
And how fast were you going on the treadmill?
We really had no idea. We just, I mean, it was about time we kind of just tried it, I guess. You know, we were kind of, you know, out of luck with opportunities, and things weren't really presenting themselves to us. So, I mean, somebody, you know, just vaguely asking. You know, like, we didn't mind them, like, you know, asking. It didn't seem like there was any harm in it. I guess now looking back, that was idiotic, you know?
But you know, you did the right thing. It worked out in your favor, though.
It was good people.
Moving along, you guys, so finally, you guys went through all these hoops. Rajiv, again, watching the show tonight, you had that breakthrough moment with Nick Cooper. And where were you feeling then? Myself watching you, I feel like I was there with you because it seemed like you were having a hard time with that note and just the pressure was just getting to you. And you weren't over it, but you were just looking for some kind of vote of confidence, some kind of relief. In that moment with Nick Cooper, what was going through your head? When you guys had that talk, did you feel like, yes, like honestly, wholeheartedly, that you could do this, or were we still having a little bit of doubt?
In that moment when I had my breakthrough, like I let go of everything. It was the first time in that 5-day period that I really just kind of let go and like let myself be myself, you know? And I didn't really care about anything, you know. I was just like, you know, I love this and I just want to have a good time, and whatever happens, I'm going to give it my all, and that's it, you know. And I can sing, I can do all of this. I just got to kind of go up there and let go, because if I go up there with baggage and worries, it's just going to translate in my performance. And I think that's why, you know, it ended up going so well.
And if you go up there with baggage, you can't actually move as fast as you want to anyway. So, they had a great show with Gym Class Heroes. I mean, performing with them must have been epic.
Oh, yeah.
And how did the name come about? We were wondering that. 24/7. What's up with that?
We always tell people a different story because it's a big secret. But we heard this one. This one today was really funny to me. My gym locker combination was 20, then 4, then 7. Ooh. But then we tweaked the middle number because we thought it was cool.
And Rajiv, one last question before we let you go tonight. Do you keep in touch with Gym Class Heroes?
Of course, Gabby, you're gonna ask that. Can I have their number?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
They're right now.
Yeah, it's trapped now.
That's fine.
They were talking to Blake's parents after, and you know, like they're really interested in having a show in Detroit and like letting us tag along. And you know, they've been tweeting about the show and stuff. Cool. So, you know, we've been in their thoughts, and it's been pretty cool. We've been back and forth with them a little bit. So
that, ladies and gentlemen, is where they're going to be now after opening act.
Fabulous.
You're working. Good for you guys.
Rajiv, thanks for so much for calling in tonight and speaking with us. We're definitely fans here at AfterBuzz. You guys definitely get the boom AfterBuzz stamp of approval.
We love you guys.
Take care.
Thank you. Hey,
so much.
All you guys, follow us on Twitter at TFS Official. We love you guys.
Done.
Thank you so much for your support.
Done and done.
Done and done.
Thank you
so much.
Again.
Later.
Thank you guys so much for having us. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Awesome, guys. You guys at home, if you want to follow everything AfterBuzz online, you can get all the podcasts at iTunes. Tell a friend, rate and comment our podcast, because your feedback helps us be better hosts and keeps you guys entertained. And I love reading the comments, especially when they're about me. Just kidding. No, I'm just joking. But go to iTunes. It only takes a minute. Tons of stuff. All the podcasts are free. And yeah, do it. iTunes is fun. It's easy. Make it happen. So, the performance, the culmination, the climax
was
awesome, for sure.
I was blown away by his stage presence.
Yeah.
Like, going
up
there, just, I mean, working the crowd and what we were talking about before, but everything came together.
It did.
And he came alive. Like, before seeing him so timid, so kind of just in his head, and coming out there and just feeling the emotions from the fans and everything, he took control.
Yeah, they had a great audience. There were so many people out there, and they had their little, like, earbud things in their ears, and they were, like, fully professional and had this amazingly gigantic show ahead of them, you know? I mean, they just pulled it together, and we rooted for them the whole time. And it was perfect.
Gabby, didn't you think that their performance, I mean, on the show was a lot better than Gym Class Heroes? No, I'm serious.
I love them. Yeah. Honestly, I thought they were good. And you can tell when the camera does those close-up shots on them how good their stage presence is, like Mark was saying. So I'm totally for them, too. I agree.
For sure. And I like that they sang a Katy Perry song.
Me
they did
too.
A Katy Perry cover that was, you know, when people do people's covers, I'm sorry, when people do people's covers, when people cover other people's songs, they kind of don't do them justice, you know? And I felt tonight I would actually download that cover of Katy Perry's song from 24/7, because I think they did a stellar job remaking such a smash hit wonder.
I just like his voice. His voice is unique.
And it's not irritating.
No.
No, you know what I mean?
Well, no, it's not screamo. Like, it's not screamo. Some screamo
it's
is.
Not it's screamo.
Like
you
can, it's like, hashtag screamo.
Another AfterBuzz exclusive. Hashtag screamo. No, but yeah, the show was really good. Again, it wasn't a letdown. Tonight's show was definitely a steady climb, and then the climax was what we needed. You
everything
saw
fit very
it was
well.
Organic. Yeah. You know, it wasn't like, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, no, but except for the surfing part.
Right, yeah. That didn't really
that was filler.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah. Of course.
Where's the beauty queen now?
I'm looking for her. But yeah, I like the fact that their original, well, the song that was given to them as their original song was perfect fit for them as well. And I think I saw something I forgot to ask, but I think they shot a music video this past week, and it might be on YouTube now. So look for that.
We'll check it out.
We'll sure. check it out. I'm sure it's on Twitter. We'll find it again.
Could be our special segment next week.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay, friends. Yeah. Predictions. What do we think for what? Sorry, we gotta do the music. Always catching me off guard. It's like Wayne's World.
Lighting.
We're doing that from now on, lighting. By the way.
Let's do predictions for not opening act, but for 24/7. What I predict this is not the last we're gonna see of 24/7. I think that we're gonna find a lot more from them, and we're definitely gonna see some good things from them in the future.
I agree with that.
Yes, I'm going to download their new single, check out their music video, and I think they have the image, they have the voice, they have the everything you need to make in this business.
Sure. So. I mean, if I was an executive at a record label and I saw this show, I would definitely want to work with them or a manager, because they definitely have that talent. They have the focus, they have the look, and they have the uniqueness. So
yeah. I mean, U2 wasn't U2 when they first started, and these guys are still so young, and they're great, and they're hardworking, and they're so, like, straight edge, like, get it, like, I just love them. I want to give them all.
For sure. They definitely have the total package. And again, their lead singer, what we talked about earlier, the word of the evening is hashtag passion. And the band has passion, and they're cohesive. And I think they're going to do some exciting things. I'm really excited. I was impressed with them.
Me too.
Smash it, Wonder.
Yay!
24/7. 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all for this week's episode of The Opening Act. Until next time, I'm Jason J. Carter. Find me on Twitter at JJCForever. Smooches.
I'm Jennifer Golden. You can find me at Jen the Jew.
I am Mark E. Allen. Follow me at Mark E. Allen on Twitter.
And I'm Gabrielle Loren. And you can follow me at Gabrielle_Loren.
Guys, have a great week.
Adios.
See you.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.